You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, I think that you'd agree that information and communication technology has changed rapidly over the last 20 years, with a key development being the emergence of social media. Now, the pace of change is accelerating. For example, the development of mobile technology has played an essential role in shaping the impact of social media. With such a powerful tool literally at our fingertips, we must be responsible stewards in terms of how we use it. And to unpack that with us a little bit so that we can understand the impact of social media on one's life, so on the lives of the users, we are joined by Elder Damon Mubinde, who's joining us already, I believe, on the line. My Elder, good evening.
Good evening, Tapelo. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And how are you?
I am fine. Enjoying the good weather here in Cape Town.
It's warm. Is it cold or is it hot?
No, it's warm. It's warm. Sun is not yet set. So we are still, it's still daytime.
Aibo, yeah. At 1914.
Yes.
Yo, Cape Town is blessed. Eh? If it's still the sun even at this time of the night, already the side is dark. I was actually saying when I came in this evening to my listeners that it's a ghost town even where I am. It's literally, everyone has went back to their houses. It's dark. It's gloomy. Yesterday it was raining and all that. And Cape Town is just enjoying beautiful weather. Wow.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's sunny outside and it's beautiful. Yes, it's warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are certainly blessed. Sure, I wish to be in Cape Town. By the way, Cape Town is my favorite province, by the way, my Elder. So one of these days, I should just relocate.
You can come with me.
Definitely. Yes. I'll be relocating. Yeah. How's the family?
We are well, and how is your family?
No, we are doing very well, my Elder. We're doing very well. Thank you for asking. Social media, that's what we're talking about today. But again, before we even go anywhere, and I don't want to take it for granted that we all understand what social media is. My Elder, what are we talking about when you're talking social media?
Yes, it's a very, very broad question.
Yeah.
But I would say I will give two definitions.
Yeah.
These are websites and applications that enable users to create.
Yeah.
Take note of that. To create and share content.
Yeah.
Or to participate in social networks. So here we've got two sites, the creators, you know, those people who create, and then the users, the consumers. We also can define it as digital technology that allows the sharing of ideas, information, including text, you know, visuals, through virtual networks. So it is a platform. So it consists of different platforms. There are different social medias. We've got Facebook, we've got LinkedIn, we've got Instagram, we've got Twitter, WhatsApp, and so many things out there.
Yeah.
Yes, Tapelo. So that is the definition. So there are creators who post things.
Yeah.
And then there are consumers who are hooked. And those creators study what the people like. You know, we are about 7 billion or 8 billion on Earth. So whatever you create, you will find people who will have a taste of that, who will have an appetite for whatever you post. So if you are consistent, you will stumble on someone. Like you said, the dawn of social media has also, you know, prompted the creators of machines or computers. You know, and we've got a computer now in a gadget, and these gadgets are almost everywhere, including the remotest areas in the world. So someone can can tap into information. So that is the, in a nutshell, that's the definition of social media.
Yeah.
It is, these are websites.
Yeah.
It can be applications that enable users to create and share content or to participate in social networks.
Yeah, yeah. There's creators and then there's consumers. And I love the point that you made that there'll always be consumers. It almost places some sort of burden on those that are creators then, isn't it?
Yes. You know, you know, the human mind, we are told that a human being uses almost 10% of the entire capacity of the brain. And I tell you, if you just apply your mind into doing things, anything that you want to do, it will expand. And you are going to be surprised the ideas that are going to be coming into your mind.
Yeah.
Some other, it will even surprise you. So
it
is a matter of concentration and determination. People come up with things, you know, at times fictitious things, things that don't exist, but they make sense. They bring about, you know, that's why the Bible says we were created in the image of God. And we are human beings who can go to lengths, you know, to greater lengths. And we haven't even been able to use the entire human brain. So when people are creating, they study people's habits and the likes of the people. And mind you, we are in this world of sin. So anything can sell. Everything can sell. You can name whatever you want. If you just put it on social media, it will sell. It will. You are going to have followers and you are going to get whatever benefits you would like to get.
Sure. Do you have any earliest memory, my elder, of social media when it started? And I suppose it then becoming this integral part of everyday lives. Do you remember when it started?
Social media has always been there.
Yeah.
And it is just changing phases. Remember a long time ago, my brother Takelo, we used to have magazines.
Yes.
That was, the media was a paper and people could publish, you know, they could put stories, they could put images there, they could put poems, they could put whatever they put, and then the mails could be sent to African countries, European countries, and everywhere.
Yeah.
Then from there, okay, of course, it used to be through even radio and television.
Yeah.
But it changed. Now, the coming of computers, we had now internet, you know, the emails and the Google and all those applications came into being, and people were glued to those things like internet, computers. But mind you, at that time, computers were quite expensive, so very few people had the access to computers. Then from computers, the dawn of phones.
Yeah.
Then in the phones, we had messaging, you know. You remember if by that time you were still an adult, you know, you remember Mixit. There was that social media Mixit where, you know, the children, the teenagers were glued on their phones, exchanging, you know, and messaging each other, instant messaging. So we are coming from far. It is just changing the face and becoming rapid and very, very sophisticated. Until the dawn of smartphones. Then before that, we had a BlackBerry, you know, messaging
and EIS.
Those. They also phased out. Then smartphones are everywhere and all over. Now you can exchange visuals and you can exchange whatever you want to exchange, including videos that you can take, you know. So social media is evolving and it has evolved rapidly. So now we are at a stage where it is now reaching dangerous points because at this time you don't need to think even deeply. You just need an idea. You throw it there. You know, it's like you throw something into a magic box and something beautiful comes up. So this is what is happening. But sure. Let me not go there. Let me wait for you to lead the conversation. That is social media at the moment.
Yes, I love that. It's almost underscoring, my elder, what the Bible says when it says there's absolutely nothing new under the sun.
No, there is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new under the sun. Entertainment has been there all the time, except nowadays, you know, in those days, entertainment could be accessed physically. You know, you need to an arena where there is theater, where you can watch people making drama and doing some pictures on the stage. You need to go to the stadium to go and watch people playing soccer or boxing and all those issues.
Yeah.
But there,
it's
something
always been
can
there.
Be happening right now, instantly. Even if you are not in France, you can watch rugby, you can comment, you can contribute, you can do a lot of things. So that's where we are at the moment. So social media comes with its own pros and cons, or I can say the advantages and disadvantages. And I believe this is one of the reasons we are talking about it, so that we can just sensitize and put some sense and some we converse for the rightful way of using social media, because it can run someone crazy.
Indeed. Let's get into exactly that, because I remember a couple of years ago, I mean, a lot of parents were very, not so into social media. So they were anti-social media most of the time, because it seemed to drive young people towards a certain way of acting. For example, you know, before these social media and everything, you'd find that young people, when they have their earphones on, you would shout, and this person would not hear you, you know. But now with social media, it's almost like they're always glued to their screen. You can say, you can call their name, they won't hear you. So what are the... Maybe let's start with the negative effects of social media so far, that even in your experience as well, you've seen with regards to this advent of social media.
Yes, social media is a good it's a good thing. I would say it's a good creation. It has brought innovation and a lot of good things, dissemination of information. But like you are saying, you would like us to begin with the disadvantages, the bad side of social media, looking at time, because if we start with the good side, we may not even go to the bad side. So I would like to say, mind you, we are in a battle, and the battle in which we are is the battle over the mind of a person. You know, God wants to possess the human mind for good, so that the human mind can be can live and lead a normal and good life that God intended him to live. But on the other hand, we have, the enemy of God, who would like to make you believe that you can live your own way. You can do whatever you want. You know, you don't need to be controlled. You don't need to be told what to do. You can just traverse this wide universe by yourself. And God is saying, no, there is an enemy there who would like to take advantage of you as an inexperienced person, because this enemy was thrown on this planet for 6,000 years. He has been studying the mind of a person. So social media is a good thing, but it has bad things. Mind you, whatever is in this world can profit at the same time, it can disadvantage, because we are still in the world of sin. That's where now choice comes in, because whatever situation you face, you can either choose to use it in the right way or in a bad way. So I will start with some disadvantages. I will go through a few, about five, but I will concentrate on one or two.
Yeah.
First of all, social media, you can be bullied on social media.
Sure.
You can be a victim. At the same time, you can be a perpetrator. Mm. So there are two things here. I am not just addressing the people who fall victim to these things. I am also addressing the people who perpetrate these things. Some do it as a joke. Others do it, you know, intentionally, you know. So the perpetrators, they harass people. And what is the impact? The impact of cyberbullying is very great on the mental health of people. We have seen people losing their self-esteem. We have seen people losing their values. We have seen people losing their reasons for living, and they take their own lives. That is cyberbullying. So social media can actually make you to have to be bullied or to get into that way of bullying others. Privacy. You know, whenever you get into social media, whichever social media you get to, you will surrender yourself. Meaning when you enter into that, when you do that agreement for the protection of the people who created that, who are selling that platform to you, they need your information so that they can trace you. If it is those social medias where you pay, they can get the money. The intention is good, but it comes with a price. You are surrendering yourself. You become vulnerable. You sacrifice your privacy for connectivity. And if there would be any data breach, Brother Tapelo, all the information that you gave out will find its way in the hands of anyone. So that is the privacy. So we sell, we transact, we exchange. The other end, and when this happens, anything can happen to you. You can lose your money.
Yeah.
Tracked by people. So if you have enemies, they can just get into these social medias and get all your details, because everything that we are doing now is on social media. You know, it's on the internet, I would say. You are getting paid through the internet. You are buying through the internet. And you whenever you go to these shops, like the bigger shops, there is that affiliation they give you. You become a member of a club. All the information is there. Mind you, these platforms and all these applications are created by man. And man is fallible. Man is fallible. And there is nothing that is private. You know, anyone can hack, because those platforms were created by human beings, and they are vulnerable. Number three, misinformation. You know, there is a rapid dissemination of false information on social media. And at the same time, not only false information, but some right information can be thwarted, can be washed down. You know, so it's both ways. When there is good information has been given to the people, people are sensitized over something. And that information threatens certain people in a certain corner who feel they've got power over the populations of the world. Then they will employ people, they will pay people to say a lot of things to bring down that that kind of information. So misinformation, rapid dissemination of false information, or bringing down of true information. So the challenge is, many users find it hard to distinguish between credible and unreliable information. Now, the dawn of these, like the bots, like ChatGPT and the rest, you know, it will be very, very impossible to distinguish whether the information is true or not, because now they can take my image, they can take my voice. And I can be presenting something contrary to what I believe in. And it will be very difficult for many people to believe. Number four, this is now the one, addiction and time management. Wow, Brother Tapelo, social media is addictive. We have time to go into the details, but the scientists and the medical people and the neurologists, they've come up with a lot of information concerning how can be addicted to social media. It impacts on the same part of the brain that these other substances like cocaine, heroin, and whatever, all those, it impacts on that place. So excessive usage or use of social media can lead to addiction. Now, addiction means you cannot control yourself. The question is, when you are on social media, it's like you are on this machine, you are on this application, you are driving it. But in actual fact, are you driving it?
Or is it driving you?
So you find that a lot of people are being ridden, thinking they are on social media, and yet then by social media, in that they forget their purpose for life and their purpose in life. You know, they consume and consume and consume, and they cannot know, they cannot tell the balance, because life is not just about consuming. Life is not just about watching movies. Life is not just about gaming. Life is not just about watching soccer and many other things. Life is not just about researching and searching for information. So now, what are we talking about? I can now tell you about what we call balancing in the Bible, and this is self-control. Now, self-control in the Bible is temperance. Now, temperance simply means doing the right things moderately and avoiding the harmful things completely. Okay, so social media can be classified to be one of those blessings that are good. Okay, so now we are saying doing the right things moderately, which means you balance, you are able to control yourself. Now the question is, are people able to control themselves? What is it that can make you control yourself? We have seen a lot of people getting into social media, in they get deep into it. The Bible is saying, of course, no one, an Ethiopian cannot change his own skin. A leopard cannot change its own skin. And the Bible says none is righteous. There is no perfect person on earth. But it tells us to say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. I just want to say to those who are listening, there is a balm in Gilead. Christ is there. Who can help us? Because I tell you, the hook to social media, the grip is so great, so much that once you get into it, you will never come out. It requires a miracle, some power outside you. I remember at one time I took a cell phone from one teenager. This guy became miserable. It's like you have taken a part of his life from him. They become gloomy. They go into the corner. Now it's like their life is cut. Everything is cut. But the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, recognize God as your Savior. So this addiction is so powerful, so much that it makes people forget their environment. If you are a student, you will be engulfed into social media until you forget that you've got assignments, you've got time to sleep, you've got time to go to church, time to pray. So it takes you, it overtakes, takes you. Now, the issue that we are talking about is that these are not people that we see. In fact, nowadays, Tapelo, you may think you are talking to a human being, and yet you are talking to a robot. A thing that does not get tired. A thing that does not breathe. A thing without emotions. a thing that cannot help you in any way. And you are hooked by this, I can call them demons, that will drag you and take you until you find yourself 2 a.m. still not sleeping. You put your phone down, 6 o'clock, you wake up, you're supposed to be in class. You cannot perform. At work, Tapelo, you won't be able to perform.
That's true.
In the house, you won't be able to perform. If you are a driver, it may lead to accidents. If you are a nurse, it may lead you into giving patients wrong medication because you are not okay in mind. God created us to rest. So all I am saying is social media has become, you know, a tool leading people into very huge problems. So it affects marriages. It affects life. Across, it doesn't know. It knows no gender. It knows no rank. It knows no education. It knows no a tribe. It knows no religion. It knows it is. It affects everyone. Therefore, we need to have programs to sensitize people to get back their lives. Yeah. Otherwise, we are in danger. Now, before I give you a chance, I would like to say Galatians chapter 5, verse 23. Self-control or temperance is a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So you cannot acquire it without the Holy Spirit. So we need power to help us to let these things go. And of course, we need to study the Word of God. Yeah. We need to pray.
Yeah.
We need to do things that we need to make God our friend. Then we will be able to choose. So the power that these things affect is the power of the mind, the power of choice.
It sounds then, my elder, that there's doom and gloom about social media. Are there any positives about it?
A lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them, my brother.
Yeah.
Social media has a lot of good.
Yeah.
But like I said, you have to traverse this. This highway or this journey cautiously because you can be overtaken. Global connectivity, you can connect with a lot of people. I tell you, there is nothing as good as social media. If you are doing research, a long time ago, you used to write letters, you write whatever mails, you go from place to place, you put in their post boxes, you wait until the mails come back, then you check whoever responded. And people used to take a long time to finish their PhDs and master's degree. Today, it's not like that. It's just by the click of a button you can send to as many people as possible. You can get their email addresses and their contacts just like that. So, connectivity, very important.
Yeah.
Communication, collaboration. You can get information, business opportunities.
Yeah.
It's a very, very good, powerful tool.
Yeah.
You can engage with a lot of people. You can even choose your target, the target audience that you want. And like I said, whatever you want to sell, it can sell on social media. Content, anything. If you want to be advising people on anxiety, you can just open a blog or you start posting your YouTube videos. There will be people who will consume. So business opportunities are open. Information and awareness, access, instant access to news. You can see what is happening in the Middle East. You can know what is happening all over the world. You can pick up your phone and use WhatsApp and phone your brother in Canada, in Australia, instantly. You can exchange photos. You can do a lot of things. It enables the spread of awareness. And the gospel also goes. Because of social media, we have reached a lot of people. A lot of people have known the word of God. Personal expressions. You can be creative and express yourself. You know, you can give your testimonies. You can create a blog and people can read about your issues and they can get the positive impact that is in your life. Education. You can capture a lot of resources. You can through social media, you can get valuable information, educational information. You can link with a lot of people. You can find a job. You can even teach. You can teach people in America when you are in South Africa.
Yes,
you
yes.
can do quite a number of things. You can be working in a company in UK and yet you live in South Africa. So all things have become easier using social media. So these are some of the good things that one can use on the social media, my brother Tapelo. So the sky is the limit.
Indeed.
But all lies in you.
Yes.
You have the will. Do you know what to do? God has given us all this. So it's up to you to choose. But mind you, like we are saying, not many people are aware of what we are talking about. Hence, we need to do what we are doing now to sensitize the people and to create blogs to tell the people about the negatives of social media and how they can transform. They can use the time, the airtime that they are using on, they are spending on social media. They can transform it into a source of income.
Yes, very true. So at what stage then, or what is the trigger, my elder, that says to me, now my consumption is just a little bit more than I should? Should I have a timetable that says, okay, between this time and this time I'm on my books, this time and this time I'm cleaning, this time and this time, okay, I can search and check what's happening on social media, but beyond that time I'm not going to touch it. Is there something like that? Or when do I see that, no, this thing is now starting to control me, like you spoke about it earlier?
Okay, there are triggers. I can just talk about the triggers quickly.
Yeah.
The things that can make you see.
Yeah.
The pointers. Now, these pointers are, for example, you plan your day. You are supposed to hand in an assignment. You are supposed to be at work, or you are supposed to visit a patient in hospital.
Yeah.
You are supposed to phone your brother, your mother, whoever.
Yeah.
And then at the end of day, you find that you failed to do that.
Sure.
Then a human being is an intelligent creature. You ask yourself, why did I fail? Then you must go through your day. What was I doing? Did I receive a visitor? Did I do what? Then you find that, oh, you spent much time on social media. That is a pointer. Then next time you have to control yourself. But there are people who know these things, but they fail to control. So what you need to do when you are just beginning to do this, it's very important to make a timetable, to make a list of things that you are supposed to do in a day, and you allocate times to those. Then when you allocate times, you will then be able to check. But what I would say is it's better you only allow the social media in your life that will be profitable. Otherwise, if you allow anything, even that which is not profitable, where you are not gaining anything, then you are in for a jump, because you will find yourself drowning into those things without knowing. So put your timetable, let social media be the last thing, and make sure that you put your health first, then your family, then your career. When you put them like that, then your religious, social, you know, interactions with people and family. So I'm saying health, family, career. You put all those things in place. Make sure that you attend to them every time. They must be a priority. Then if you have some time remaining, then, you know, you can give it to social media.
Yes.
So it requires a discipline.
Yeah.
Life is full of choices.
Yeah.
And to make very good choices, you need discipline, and discipline is not easy. It is not cheap. It requires your mind, because we've got the propensities into bending towards that which is easy, which is evil. Just like the weeds, you don't plant the weeds, they just grow. So we you know, bad habits, they can just crop in, because, mind you, the only book that can explain this is the Bible, that our nature is sinful. So any idle time, it will crop in and it will derail you. Just like a house. If a house is kept without sweeping, without going there, you know, it will start crumbling and you will find weevils, you will find dust and everything. So that's how our lives are also. So we need to be aware and make sure that we take care of ourselves. We are alert at all times, because we are human beings. We are not animals. And we are created in the image of God. You are not created in any other image. It's the image of God. And we must honor God and do that which is right and choose the right way. We can make it and we can do it. Power.
Definitely. Final thoughts, my elder, to young people on social media. After hearing all of this and strategies and ways in which they can cut down and all that, how do they keep going?
Young people, you know, they like looking to other sources or as a source of strength.
Yeah.
And just like at the time of Solomon, when he needed, after his father died, he needed to get advice.
Mm.
The elderly told him, come, we give you advice.
Yeah.
He rather chose the young people who had no experience, who were short-sighted, and they were looking at today and now.
Yeah.
Life is not like that.
Yeah.
Rely on the elderly. You came in this world through them.
Mm.
They were the channel through which you were introduced into this world. Now, when we come into this world, they are the ones who took us to school. In most places, they are the ones who even buy those cell phones for us. They buy airtime and everything. And we think they are not wise because they cannot speak the English we are speaking.
Yes.
They cannot address the way we are dressing.
Yeah.
But their minds are experienced. They have seen things in their life. So, number one, trust your leaders, your mentors. There is no person who can walk or ride through this world without a mentor.
Mm.
And what they are doing, they are choosing mentors, but the mentors they are choosing are machines, things that were just programmed and information was put in them, and they cannot address you in any way. When you fall down, they will not come to you. They will not phone you. So we follow things that don't breathe, the things that are just programs. So depend on your parents who are helping you and have a mentor who is successful in life.
Yeah.
Your parents are successful because they raised you up.
Yeah.
They may be boring, but rely on them. That's number one. Number two, you are capable. You can make it. Social media cannot control you. You need to remember, like what I said, are you riding on social media or social media is riding you? Tell yourself, this is just a cell phone. This is just an app. It cannot control me. I will take care of my life. I will take control of my life. From today, you, social media, you will never be a master over me. I've got power to change my life. You tell yourself, speak to it and start acting. To those who are praying, offer a prayer. God is going to help you. He's going to give you power. Be on a sabbatical leave. Put it aside. Just tell yourself, today I will not touch this phone. And when it rings, when the messages come in, ignore them and do the right thing. You can practice this for more than 28 days or 21 days or 150 days. Then the habit will start forming and you will redeem yourself. Otherwise, the consequences will be very, 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 very bad. Yes, dire.
Yeah.
Because in the time to come, 20 years from now, all those who are in their teenage times, they are the ones who are going to be adults. They are the ones who are supposed to advise people. And we are giving power to machines. Machines are manipulating us and we are not becoming intelligent. In the near future, machines will control us.
Sure.
So I just want to empower young people.
Yeah.
Get hold of your life. It was given you by God.
Yeah.
And ride on social media. Don't allow social media to ride on you. Grab your life back to yourself. You can make it. Yes, it's an addiction, but addictions can be broken because there's nothing that is impossible under the sun. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you so much, my elder. I really appreciate it. It was well put. And of course, I really appreciate your insights once again. And God bless you, my elder.
May God bless you and may He bless the listeners and may we all together rally behind changing society and having a positive impact on everyone. Thank you. God bless you too,
my brother. Thank you so much. God bless.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.